Good morning. My name is Cedric Thomas. I run OW2, and OW2 is an open source nonprofit organization out of Europe. And I'm here to introduce you a new methodology that we have put together to assess the market potential of open source projects. Well, this methodology is called Market Readiness Levels, and it's all about improving the productivity and the market readiness of our projects. So, quick word about OW2, we are a global nonprofit open source organization. Our job is to promote a code base of open source software for enterprise information systems. We are a community-driven organization. We're totally independent, and we host dozens of projects that are developed by a European community. Because our perception is that open source is part of the software industry, we pay great attention to the quality and the market readiness of our projects. Hence, the methodology for market potential assessment that we have developed and that I'm introducing now. Why have we developed this methodology? And it's really not only to facilitate the market reach for our project, but it's also to help conventional decision makers to choose open source software. One of the key evolutions we see is that open source is being used increasingly by people that are not totally aware of open source, people that are not open source activists, that even may be wary of open source, that have been educated with proprietary software. These people are corporate executives. They make business decisions. They report to top managers. And they look for the long-term support and the long-term use of this open source project. So for them, an open source decision is more a business decision, not so much an ethical or technology decision. These people look for products. They don't look just for code or technology. They want products. They are used to acquiring and integrating products, and they want code with what we call product attributes. And these are the product attributes that create value for the open source projects. So to assess the market potential of this open source project, we have created a methodology that we call market readiness levels. This methodology has been inspired by the technology readiness level scale that has been developed by the NASA and later adopted by the Department of Defense and even the Department of Energy in North America. This scale has 9 levels. At the bottom, you have the basic principles observed and reported for any given new technology. And at the top, you have the level 9 is the full maturity of the technology, where the device has been sent to orbit and came back on Earth if it had to come back. And in between, you have different levels of technology preparation, testing, and implementation. So looking at this, we thought that we could adopt this simple way of qualifying a complex reality, we could adapt this to our project. For some time at OW2, we've been monitoring our project. We've been trying to share lots of information and data about the project with the users. However, what we realized is that too much data creates confusion. And we realized that the business user does not want to look too much in details. They want to have a vision, a synthetic understanding of the market potential of the project. And that's how we used the NASA TRL approach to develop the market readiness levels. Well, you have at the bottom something that is almost useless, just the rough code that cannot be really used by any given mainstream user. And to the top, we have a fully supported product, which is the open source code plus all the product attributes that we have looked at earlier. So to do this, We have set the nine levels in parallel to the NASA readiness levels. So to the right of the screen, you see here the flight, the different the reference NASA TRL, and then to the left you see our nine levels for market readiness. The first bottom three levels are referred to the product or the code being developed. The next three levels, 4, 5, 6, refer to the growing adoption of the code, that is growing customer base and growing maturity through these growing numbers. And level 7, 8, and 9 refer to the productization of the project and its and building its market position. So at the bottom we have something that is at the basic early stage of development, and at the top we have a product that is can be considered as in a market ready in a market leadership position. How do we measure that, and how do we position a project into a single composite with a single composite indicator? We do that in three stages. The first stage looks at the best practices implemented by the development team. These best practices are mapped out through 10 different categories. For each category, we look at 5 verification points, which means that for all the best practices mapping, we have 50 control points. There are collected through a form that is filled out by the project leader. Then we have a second way to look at the project, which is stage 2, where we collect metrics automatically from the project development infrastructure. We use tools such as CanCode, such as Jira, tool that are code analysis tools, to collect these 20 control points, which we combine with the best practices to define to modelize what we call project attributes. We have these 5 attributes, which are the level of activity of the project, the level of the community, the size or states of the community, then the respect of whether the project conforms to all sorts of compliance requirements in terms of licensing, the quality of the development, and the sustainability of the project and the community. That's stage 2. And stage 3 is the real market capability assessment of the project, where we map the project with against 42 different market situation in 7 categories, with the product, contributors, the support, customers, sales, finances, recognition, etc. So these 42 market positions are then analyzed, and with that we can compute the composite index. So first of all, we have the stage 1 data, which we published. You see that the graph to the left. Then we combine this result with the metrics collected in stage 2, so that we have the attributes. And then we combine the stage 2 results with the market capabilities that are collected via expert interview to compute the actual market readiness level of the project. So far, we've applied this project to 22 projects on the OW2 code base. You can just check them out on the website. So maybe if we can look at the website here, we have, you go to the OW2 website, you go to the project and marketplace tab, where you reach the list of all our projects, and you see some of the projects have this little graph here, which means that they have been totally analyzed. So the first one, for instance, is ASM. So you see ASM has a market readiness level of 6, which is out there. The results are published with the detailed results for each of the stages, plus a little textual synthesis that helps provide some depth into the figures and help understand the situation of the project. We've applied this to Cliff, for instance, which is at level 4. Another project, for instance, KnowEdge, is at level 8. We have RocketChat, one of our projects, which is recognized market leader at number 9. And XWiki, for instance, at Number 8. So with that, we have scanned over 20 projects in our code base, and there are a few other that need to go through this evaluation. Everything is published. Everything is available. We have published this by checking, first of all, with the project leaders, and they all said that they more or less agree with the rating, even if for some they had some surprises, and that helped them define and identify areas for progress. How does the thing run? The thing run on our own dedicated infrastructure. We started looking and using some third-party platforms, and then we eventually realized that it was much better and much safer for the long term that we had a very simplified infrastructure, a bit rustic, but at least very robust, where we use XWiki to collect the best practices, then a number of tools to automatically collect the metrics, and again, XWiki to collect the market capabilities. This is done automatically, except for everything that is collected for XWiki, through XWiki, which is updated every quarter, 6 months. The rest is updated weekly, so we have a reasonably updated evaluation of the project. It all goes through some data collection script, then it's stored and computed, and then it's published on the project dashboard, what I showed you earlier on. One thing I need to say about the project dashboard is that we have all the detailed results here, and we also even have, as we are very transparent, a way to share with you how the final score is computed, which enables the project leaders to actually understand where they are, whether they can make any sort of improvements. We've been following a whole methodology. So first of all, we had to define the metrics. We've been developing this over the last 2-3 years. We had to develop metrics, then understand how we could collect all these metrics. And of course, we had to select a set of metrics and verification points that could be applied to all the projects. So of course, we had to eliminate a lot of possible verification points. Then everything has to be normalized and computed into, and we had to prepare the models. Then we had to understand how we should share these results. And now, so everything is done. We are in the phase where we are presenting this and sharing these results so that this methodology can be applied somewhere else. In terms of timelines, where we are at the moment, so we've been developing all this over the last 3-4 years. Now that it's been implemented, we are freezing the methodology, and in 2022, we will start working on the second version of the methodology and developing ways for other users or different ways to apply this methodology to other code base. The use, how it's been used, this technology, so it's we realize it's useful for both developers and users. For users, of course, we started with the users in mind, and we wanted to make it easy for them to understand the market potential or the credibility of a project, so that this project, the conventional decision maker is a little bit worried about using open source. So we wanted them to be comfortable in selecting open source projects from the AWT code base. But what we quickly realized is that by monitoring this project and mapping the best practices, market positioning, and some metrics, that was very useful for the project team, and where they could identify roadmaps and prioritize places where they could make any progress or improve their development. And we also, because we are updating all these figures and doing all this weekly, we create a build every week, so we can also report some flaws in the build. For instance, we've identified for one of the project that some of the components that were the project were dependent on had been moved from one repository to another one, so the build would not work. And that's the kind of feedback that we could provide to the project leaders. So in conclusion, reality check. strengths and weaknesses. Some of the strengths, it works. As I said, we published this with the help or the opinion. I mean, after checking the opinion of the project leaders, they say that it more or less reflects the feeling they had of their own project. So the whole methodology works, and it works across different types of projects. It's useful for developers and users, as I've just said. It also is, because it's been developed very recently now with experts in, well, open source experts in and expert developers and leading very experimented developers. So we can claim that this methodology reflects the state of the art in open source expertise. So following this methodology provides de facto some recommendations that are really state of the art. The whole methodology is totally transparent. It's open. It's not black box. People can come and check. And we're open to discuss and even evolve the methodology or the statistical tools that we've used. And because we've had to take into consideration different projects of different nature, it's in fact a simple, accessible, and adaptable methodology. Now, some of the limitations. First of all, it's not a functional evaluation of the project. So we may feel that some project may have some rating, but they may work or not work, or have functionality that sucks. So maybe it's complementary to a pure functional evaluation of the project. Next, in terms of limitation, that's what we want to do. It's a business perspective. So we've developed this from the standpoint of the decision process of an average decision maker. So it's not a scientific approach. So it doesn't mean that a project that is at the lower scale, which can be scientifically very very good, it does mean it's not a good project. It just means it's more just a research project, or it's so we have no evaluation of the scientific value of the project. Next, there are snapshots of project in evolution. So again, a project that is level 4 or 5 will maybe soon be on level 6 or 7 within the next few months. So it's not a definite and irrevocable analysis or situation of the project. It's just a snapshot of a project at a certain time. And then another point that is very important is that it's been calibrated for the OW2 codebase. We've used some statistical analysis that has been that works in the framework of the OW2 codebase. And for instance, we know very well that this methodology cannot be applied as such to the GitHub repository, for instance, of open source project. We'd have to adjust the thresholds that we've used in our in analysis to the specifics of some other code base. And then, since we're talking about statistical analysis, so there are still some things to do we have not computed yet. It's really to analyze the robustness or sensitivity of the model. We've done some manual check, we think it works, but we think that a more scientific evaluation and confirmation of the methodology would be a good thing to do. So here we are. So this is the market readiness levels. It's a way to provide to position each an OW2 project with regard to its market position. It can be a community project at some point, but of course, towards the top of the scale, we look more at community project, community code that is supported by professional services, and we can also have the commercial versions of the project. So there is a continuum between the purely community project and towards the software vendors project that are supported by software vendors and are more product. But again, this is an analysis that is developed from the standpoint of the market position of open source software. Thank you.